Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 35. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
And today we will be discussing the tech news of the last week. The week of January 19th, I think it is.
Correct.
If you're listening now, and by now I mean, you probably are. If you're listening to it now. So you can't be listening to it.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Or 2 hours ago.
If you're listening right now.
That's like kind of weird.
It's a weird concept. But if you're listening live and not to the recording now, then it is just 8 o'clock. We started right on time today, as we usually try to do on Thursdays every week, Central Time. And if you are listening live, you already know that there's a chat, but that's always a good time to join that, too, if you want to catch us on Thursdays and you found us on iTunes for...
You know, make fun of whatever. Us. Say whatever. Hey, whatevs.
Yeah. But, yeah, other than that, yeah. Is there anything you want to say before we kick her off? It's been a not CES week.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
It was
nice to not have ADD.
Yeah,
you know, kind of back to the normal swing of things.
Because that was a bit of an overload for CES. Now it's like we're back to reality again. There's been a few big things, though, that we will cover.
That is true.
Something else I was just going to say.
Were you going to say SOPA and not the Mexican sandwich?
No.
Okay.
But speaking of SOPA, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing.
And you're not trying to say, like, hand SOPA. It's not like you're freaking out.
Hand me
out.
That SOPA there?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
No, that's weird. Not what we're talking about.
SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act, and PIPA, the Protect IP Act, are two bills that are in the Senate and Congress. I think I did those in the right order still.
Yep.
One's in one, one's in the other. And if you were on the internet anywhere yesterday, you probably saw something about it, whether that was your first. I mean, I'm sure if you listen to our podcast, we talked about it before anyway, but, you know, you may have noticed you went to Wikipedia yesterday and couldn't learn anything.
Or Google or Facebook, because...
Well, Facebook didn't do anything, but right. Everybody
no,
was
but
like,
everybody in their
yo,
mom was...
Yo,
oh my gosh, did you guys see...
SOPA. But anyway, there was massive protests by the, the internet community? I don't know.
It'd be the interweb community. Well, I guess it's not really a community. Just the internet. That was the medium that was used to spread the word. But
right.
It's
quite a response.
To extreme... large response for something. I mean, people acted when they needed to act, so that was good. But, like me and you had talked about, it's like, this thing has been in the works and almost passed in December.
Right.
So,
when PIPA was farther along even than SOPA was, when SOPA was getting up and going in December, so I don't know, it's pretty crazy, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, there was definitely an outcry yesterday?
Yesterday.
It feels like so long ago already. But I heard that there were five congressmen or senators that were openly opposed to it prior, and now 25 have come out in opposition to it.
Which is... I
think they need 32 to kill it completely or something along those lines.
Yeah, and part of it's just because, with having the...
Such backlash?
Yeah, that, they want to get reelected, so they're going to go with what the people want.
I saw something that said, Internet 1, Lobbyist 0. they took their stand against the act, so... I don't know. Reddit was out. And if you visited our site, you probably saw something.
Yep, we blacked
in
out.
In unison.
Well, we didn't black out completely, but...
We had a flash page, a splash page.
Yep.
Splash page.
Yeah.
Craigslist was out.
Google.
Reddit, Google had their black bar over their Google name.
Yeah, and there's tons of...
There's a link to learn more.
I can't remember the site that does all of the main internet petitions.
Reddit?
No.
Boing Boing?
No. That does, like, the site hosts the petitions.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like, I could figure it out. Anyways, but I know Google had their own, and they had how many signatures did they get yesterday?
Google? Like, 3 million or something?
Oh, today I read it was 4.5 million.
Oh, so, well, it could have been early numbers. I mean, that was still during the day yesterday that I read that, so.
Yeah.
And there's, like,
crazy.
Over like 2.5 million tweets about SOPA yesterday during the day. Like,
how many? It'd be interesting to see how many posts there was on Facebook about it.
Yeah. Because
I know when I checked, there was one article in particular that was shared like 40 some times.
Yeah,
on the
page. It was the Google link.
It's like that's.
Do you think it's weird how Facebook has started to condense things when people put similar posts up?
Yeah, I don't
like. I noticed it really strongly around Christmas. Like, it's like 7 people talked about Christmas, and then it, like, only showed you 3.
Right.
And so if you really want to see, like...
It's nice. I think it's a good way to keep sort of unique content is what has priority. But at the same time, I'm friends with people because I want to see all their stuff. I don't want to have to go click, click,
yeah.
click.
No, I just want... I
want it to be Twitter-esque.
Right, and while we're at this, complaining about Facebook, I have one other beef with Facebook lately.
Oh.
You know, when you're on your feed, and it always does, like, highlighted stuff first, and then you can change it to
yes.
recent stories, but, like, it never stays that way. It always have to go back and check and make sure it's still that way. Like, sometimes on my phone, every time I relaunch it, it'll go back to recent or highlighted stories first. That is so annoying.
Yeah, no, they just need to go, I don't know. They're testing the water, you know.
I just
either way, they're going to do what they want. And what are you going to do? Complain about a free product?
Yeah, I just did.
Oh. Okay. Never mind.
That just happened.
Yeah, it did.
But anyway, SOPA.
Demandprogress.org. That's the site I was thinking of. I had to look it up. It was bugging me.
For the petitions?
Yeah.
And they had the petitions there yesterday?
Yep. Yeah, and they have tons of online... Like, you can create your own petition. Like, if we want a petition to get Pat back on the podcast. Hey, Pat, we've got 2 signatures.
They're ours. And just to be clear, I mean, just because everyone's... I think it could be construed because SOPA is... It's not the fact that they want to stop the piracy that people are against... And so just, I mean, it's not like, not that we're anti-piracy either, but it's the fact of the way the bill is written that people are against, because it's written so vaguely that it gives the government and the content creators, namely the record companies and the big studios in Hollywood, all the power that it's
well, they would be the ones that would get to decide what's legit and what's not, and with no say by anybody
yeah.
else. They go, oh.
And it doesn't give the little guy any defense, really. And it just gives too much power.
It's
there does need to be a new law. We were talking about it last night, but there's the DMCA. Yeah.
Yep.
That's currently out, but that was written even before YouTube was big. I mean, so obviously that needs to be rewritten. But they just went to such an extreme measure with it that's why everyone's against SOPA. Not because they like, oh, we want to pirate things, we shouldn't pass this bill.
Right.
It's just the way the bill is written for both SOPA and PIPA, if that makes sense.
It's like the one thing that I thought of is like, what would happen to sites like YouTube? Because I think that would be one of the bigger
ones.
Well,
and they talked about even search engines. That's why... Obviously, why Google is opposed.
Yeah, it's not good. I'm sure something will come out, but it'll just have to be heavily revised so they can focus on one thing. As much as I hate... I don't want to see the internet be censored. It's already a bad idea because, I mean...
Obama
not perfect.
Also came out and said he would, you know...
He would veto?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Both.
That's good.
But yeah, like you said, I mean, it's the censorship that there's such innovation and cool things that happen on the internet, and the fact that it's free, that's the way it's set up. The other thing is they could only do things to stuff happening on in the U.S. side of things. Like there could still be piracy wherever. It's just that if Google was pulling,
well, if they were pulling
stuff,
like, well, because they
illegal content they have, well, through a German website.
Well, they have crawlers that, I mean, to make Google's internet searches relevant,
right.
They've got the crawlers out there going across everybody's websites, you know, German, Puerto Rican, those damn Puerto Ricans.
playing basketball.
And fighting around the world.
Right.
Anyways, but it's like, yeah, so they would have to start omitting searches.
Well, they could, and the bill also would allow them to shut Google, like, just shut it down. If they, I mean, like, they could just shut the whole site down.
Yeah, it's like today.
Well, that's, and I was just looking at our list. I should have flipped the next two around because, right.
Clearly the
next best topic would be the mega upload story.
Yeah, the article I read kind of put it best. So there was so much backlash yesterday about SOPA that today, if you're into getting free stuff, you've more than likely heard of the website Mega Upload.
Or if you just need to share large files legally.
I've honestly used it for sharing large files, pictures.
Yeah, see? I mean, that's the purpose of it, and it's super, super fast.
Like, it's ridiculously fast.
That's the whole, that's what they're...
And, I mean, for as many good things it's used for just as many bad.
If you go to it now, what happens?
I don't know. I didn't go to it, actually. It was blocked at work, and I didn't get a chance to check it tonight. But, the article I'd read, though, is like, this is the government's way of giving all of the backlash against SOPA people the middle finger. The government shut down Mega Upload, and they arrested the...
It's not loading.
...owner/... So they don't even have, like, the... Do you remember seeing, like, when Pirate Bay got shut down, and they had... The like this website has been seized by the
it was US like the seal of the government.
Yeah.
Well, it's just stalling.
Oh, so they must have taken like completely. Yeah. So that was pretty crazy. So it's crazy.
Other pages, it's not just my internet either, which I thought, you know, I probably should check that, but
right.
Everything else is just popping right up. So.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
a mouse pad for
it's funny. It's I mean, because it's a big deal. That's probably one of the most popular ones that's used. But it's like this.
Did they have? No, there's some site that I used to watch videos on. Was that that's not Mega?
Mega Video.
Is that what it is? Yep. Is that the same company own them though? Nope. Like different
companies.
Megas.
Yep. Yeah, Mega Video is awesome because.
But you can only watch like 70 minutes a day or something. Yep. Like that's how they.
Yeah, there's ways you can
something
get around.
Weird.
There's something. There's ways you can get around that, but it's an awesome...
changing your IP or masking.
No, you can do, if you load
or a different browser.
If you load the
and then turn
video
off your internet.
And then go to switch work offline, because then the whole video is completely cached on your computer,
nice.
And then you can just watch it and continue on. Yeah. So it's too bad, but it's like it's shutting this website down is just it's kind of like phishing, you know, that even though they're going to take it and fry it up in the pan, there's still a million other fish in the lake, and so one of them's going to end up taking its place, and what are they going to do, shut that one down? And it's just going to be a never-ending cycle.
Well, it's just like even with like when there used to be LimeWire, and then I think there's still, but it's like
nope, it got shut down.
One Napster, and then they're just after Napster, like they're started popping up everywhere. Yep. It's like what's that? What's the thing that you cut off its head and two more? The Hydra? No, not the Hydra. The Hydra? No, not the Hydra. Anyway,
where you cut the head off
and then
two grow back. Oh. I don't know. It's like a lizard when you cut off his
right.
tail. It's just gonna grow back.
Yeah, it's interesting though that they shut. I mean, and he was in Australia, the guy that got arrested. So I wonder, like, If it,
well, it's, and it was
like
the U.S.
how much
government.
Power we had. Like, that's what I mean. Like, the U.S. government was what did it, but how much power do they have?
Well, see, I think it would depend on what country he was in also, because I know, like, when they, I mean, how many times have they tried taking the Pirate Bay down? And, like, they've taken him to court, and the court ordered him to shut down their
website.
It's a Hydra. And they're just like, yeah, you're not going to shut us down because you don't have a case against us.
Because are they run? What country are they run out of?
Right now, I think.
Or do they move?
Yeah, they move.
It's like the pirate ship, right?
Yep.
Good one.
I know it was Sweden, but I don't remember where it moved to.
Yes, it is a Hydra. Did you hear me say that?
Yes, I did.
So anyway, yeah, that story just broke. Actually, probably around 5 our time, because it was right before I got off work. Mega upload.
Yeah, it's kind of sucky, but. Whatevs. Like I said, more will replace it.
That's true.
So what's going on with Yahoo?
People are like, F it, we're out. It was breaking news yesterday, or was it Tuesday? One guy left the board. I think he might have been the chairman of the board. Jerry Yang, I believe his name was. And then it must have happened on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, like 5 other people quit. Because they co-founder. But Carol Bartz was the one that got fired, right?
Correct.
And so they had put someone new in. But he left the board. Yeah, he was on the company's board of directors. And he was one of the co-founders. It's crazy that Yahoo has been around since 1995. I mean, it makes sense, but. But so he quit. And then, I don't know if it was him or some of the other board members, but like, multiple of them have ended up at Amazon.
That's awesome.
Well,
I feel like that's just better for the employees anyways. Like, how much cooler do you think it is at Amazon?
Well, right. I didn't put it on here, but the list came out today or yesterday of the 100 best places to work for this year.
Number one.
Was Google.
Google.
General Mills was like in the 60s.
Right. Yeah,
Minnesota company.
Yeah, I know General Mills is way up there. Securian is one of the top IT. They were 13th for IT to work
really?
In the United States. Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Isn't that crazy?
Does it seem that great? No, not really.
No, it's good.
All I ever hear you just complain about the people that work next to you. Just kidding. Sort of. All I hear is Todd this. Todd that. No.
That's a lie.
Just kidding, Todd.
I like Todd.
No. But it's funny that people from Yahoo would be going to Amazon, because I saw a rumor also 2 days ago, and I thought they were going to have an announcement yesterday, but I don't think it happened. But the rumor is that they're working on a voice search. So co-founders of Yahoo going there would kind of make sense, right?
Yep.
That they're working on a voice search for, because they host so many big companies now on their own cloud. You know, they have their EC2 servers. I think that's what it is, EC2, right? Whatever, they have a lot of servers that people, like big companies, use. I mean, it was almost a year ago now, they had a big outage for like a day, and that was a big deal. But they're saying that their search would actually allow them to be a little quicker than Google, because they could search through their own stuff faster, and whether or not it's like a complete search or... But basically, the story was saying that they were going to get into search, and that it's funny. And then I saw someone comment that it's funny how, like, Google and Amazon are slightly becoming enemies. But I don't really see them.
I don't
completely yet. Well, especially
no, they're still on two different playing levels. Now, if Google decided that they wanted to start selling stuff,
then I think there'd be problems.
I won't lie, I would be buying stuff from Google. Like, just to get, like, a little sticker in with my package, you know, just slipped in, just says Google.
Like how Apple sticks stickers in with everything they sell?
Yeah.
Like the little Google logos everywhere?
Yeah, that'd be so awesome.
Would you put them everywhere? Your whole wall would just be
covered?
I would
have them on my car. No, I wouldn't have it on my car. I don't want stickers on my car.
Seems silly, right?
Yeah.
What are you, 16?
Yeah. I'll put them on the Taurus.
There you go. Lydia, you support Google quite a bit.
It's true. Anyways.
So people are... I mean, Yahoo's been having a lot of issues lately. They got a new CEO because they haven't made money in like 3 years or something.
Yeah. They don't need
Who
to make
uses
money.
Yahoo besides to check your four news stories or whatever it is?
What did I just
Everyone
do?
Always says something about fantasy football. That's all I always hear people say they use it for.
I mean, semi-unrelated. Like, we've been having a spam problem signing up on RaptorSource. And so I've been going through and, like, blocking known domains so they can't register. And one of them that came up was a spammer, and he had a @AOL email address. And I'm like, okay, like, in reality, who honestly uses an @AOL email address anymore? Don't it? Like, it, logically in my head, it's like nobody would use an @AOL anymore. Like, I would feel dirty sending somebody that because I would assume it's spam. So I blocked star@AOL.com. Had a guy PM me on another website going, hey, it says I'm banned. So I start, like, go to his account and it shows why he's banned. And I'm like,
really? AOL? Really?
Seriously. I'm like, just go.
Well, I told you I was doing a list of companies for a project at work. And I said, it's funny to me that someone for business, and I actually came across multiples of them, had @Hotmail accounts for their business. But there were some AOL ones, too.
That's disgusting.
And I was like, I laughed to myself. And then I thought, I wonder how old they are. And then I saw, it's funny because since we're talking about AOL, I saw, I don't know if it was a story or a tweet or something.
Would you find a disc for 1,000 free minutes?
No, I used to have a giant bag full of them. Neither here nor there. Like, every time I'd go to Walmart, I'd take like 7.
I know, makes sense.
And then
it's
I'd
like,
throw
man,
them.
I can't wait. Can't wait to get all my free time from AOL.
I'm never going
to
pay for this. Like, how much money did they have to waste on those discs? But anyway, the tweet or article was like they had met someone that still pays whatever it is, $15 a month for their, or $5 a month for their AOL email. Like, they're paying for their email through AOL still. I was like, to think that people paid for email to begin with, it just seems silly.
Yeah, that's true. But,
I mean, I don't know. It's funny, though.
Mm-hmm. A couple things I wanted to say just for updates. So with SOPA, you know how we were talking about the in the Senate, they need X amount of people against it to
right.
block it. In Congress, prior to yesterday, like, do you know how many are in Congress? It's like two.
It's two. No, it's way more than that. No, there's 100 in Senate. There's like 200 something, yeah.
Yeah. So, prior to yesterday, there were 80 people in Congress.
Maybe it's more. Maybe it's like 300.
That support. Well, neither here nor there. 80 people supported it. 80 members of Congress. And 31 opposed it. After yesterday, so as of today, so that's 111 people total
right.
voting on it. So today, there were 65 supporters and 101 opponents against it. So they went from 111 people voting on it to 166 people voting on it.
It's quite a
change.
Why do we
pay people if they're not going to vote on matters? That's what I want to know.
They don't have an opinion.
Ugh.
435 members.
All right. So almost half are.
Well, I was thinking because voting. I know we have 8, and I was thinking we'll probably average size. So 8. I was like, well, that's about 400, right?
Yeah. And then the other thing to go along with Mega Upload, the government seized all sorts of property from them. So it's 7 guys that run Mega Upload.
Well, because they said they're embezzling or. What's that word when you... Is it embezzling? No, it's...
No,
laundering.
Money laundering.
Like the Bodog?
Bodog.
Bodog. It's like that. Like, how is Mega Upload laundering money? Like, did they get paid?
I'm assuming
you have to pay to use services. That,
yeah, they had.
Do they have like
they have a free service and then they have a super premium large service. Ads? Then so if they had a regular service, which is free, premium service, which you could download faster,
and then a mega service.
Probably, I don't know. Mega, but then ads. But they seized. Mega gosh, upload. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, like 20 cars. All of them are either Mercedes or Lamborghini. Random artwork.
Random artwork. That's interesting category.
And then TVs. The smallest TV is, which seems silly, but 56 inch. But only one of those. And then 308 inch sharps. Wow. And 3 Samsung 82 inch.
That's some big TVs.
Like, isn't that that's so awesome? It's like, what does the government do with them?
Puts them up in the White House, I think.
Makes sense. Yeah. That's what I would do.
Right.
If I was Obama.
Hey kids, I got you new TVs. Right?
It's true.
Check this out. It's bigger than you are.
That's funny.
No, you don't think that's how it goes?
No, probably not.
Do you wanna hit up the rumor mill?
I don't personally.
Since it's your favorite topic?
Because I don't really care in the
You're not going to get one?
No.
Why not? LTE.
Oh, man. I don't want to pay for I would get one with wireless.
Yeah.
That's about as good as that would get. I don't want to pay for a data plan for an iPad.
Even though we're just
no, right.
Neither here nor there.
Well,
anyway, so clearly we're talking about rumors for the iPad 3, which I would guess will come out in March. Do you think it'll come out in March? The last two came out in March. Or do you think they'll pull like...
When's Bill Gates' birth... Or, I mean, not Bill Gates. When's Steve Jobs' birthday?
I don't know.
What?
He died on October 5th.
So my guess was... on his birthday, like something to
commemorate.
But I mean it'll be March time frame.
Yeah. So the current rumors running around now are LTE and are those really the only two, the high res screen?
Yeah, that's all I've heard, but I haven't paid a lot of attention to them.
I think those are the only two that keep coming up. I'm sure there's tons of other actual crazy ones that don't make sense.
One that I photoshopped that shows that it has a motion controller built into it.
Right.
Like with a little... It's like an Xbox controller built in.
Right. Connect?
You heard it here first.
And the rumors make sense, actually, because it would make sense that they would put the LTE in the iPad first because there's a bigger battery. And so that way they can still work on getting the battery life better before they put it on the iPhone. Is that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because.
You know what? So they put money into. Can you separate the case on an iPad easily?
I've never tried. I don't think it's easy. Why? Go to iFixit.
Well, I was just reading a story. Well, we'll continue. I'll talk about it after. We'll continue talking about Apple. Google related.
You can go for it.
It's fine.
All right, whatever.
Do you have any more rumors?
No.
Oh, okay. Google. I heard it was interesting. The Galaxy Nexus.
Yeah.
So right now, there's mixed reviews about the battery life. Like, you can get a full day out of it, no problem. That's fine. But it's like, I think it's 12 hours you get of heavy, solid use, and then it'll need... I want to say it was 12 hours. Maybe it was 15. Anyways, they are making a backplate for it that's a bit fatter, so you can replace the battery with a thicker battery that holds a charge for, on heavy use, a full 2 days, 48 hours.
That's pretty nice.
How insane would that be? Like, I can't imagine my phone being able to hold a charge for...
A whole day?
Two days. Yeah, even 24 hours would be obscene to think of. So,
Yeah, I don't think it would come apart too easily.
Yeah, no, I think with the iPad 2s, I believe the case is actually glued together, like right. with a double-sided tape kind of crap.
But they were talking about that they might have to make the iPad 3 a little thicker, actually, to make the bigger battery for the LTE to sustain the battery life. Which, honestly, like, this is pretty thin, but the other one was thick. The first one was a little thicker.
How many millimeters do you think that is? Think that's 4?
Yeah.
Mm, you should get an Ultrabook.
Ooh, I do want to, well. Anyway.
Just kidding.
Anyway.
I'll buy your iPad from you.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
For, if I bought an Ultrabook, you mean, or just in general?
In general. I'll give you some four-wheeler parts.
I don't want, well, I get some to Josh.
I know.
Anyway.
Anyways, I'll sell you some jerseys.
Anyway. Back to Apple. They had an event this morning.
Yeah,
in they did. The Big Apple
in New York.
I know, that's what I thought. It's funny because that's what I thought, but I was like, I'm not going to do that. Anyway, so it was kind of education based, I guess.
It was education based.
It was education based. But they announced that they're going to. They have a partnership with. McGraw-Hill, is that what it is? McGraw, Pearson, and then there's a third one. But supposedly those three bookmakers are 90% of the textbook market. Does that seem crazy?
That's insane.
But it makes sense, because every book I have is either McGraw-Hill or Pearson. Right. And I don't know what the third one is, but...
Reading Rainbow.
Right. That's it. It was the Reading Rainbow book. That they're going to start coming out with... They seem to be aimed at high schools right now.
High school, definitely, with a minor in college stuff.
Yeah. Well, right...
Is there 10 courses right now that you can take?
Oh, you're talking about iTunes U. Or are you talking about the books?
With the books. Yep.
There's
10 courses. I thought they said...
There's 8. 8 books at launch, I think. But they're, like, math books, physics books, like, biology... But they're going to sell the books for $15. Like, Apple set the price that all the textbooks are going to be $15. Which seems crazy, because they're usually, like, $90 to
$150. So, do you see... So, riddle me this, Batman. So, I go to school. I have to buy my Exchange 2010 book. I have to pay them $200 for it. Why would anybody give their make their book onto like be digital built for the iPad and sell it for $15 when people are going to buy a book for $200?
We'll see.
That just seems silly. Or well, is it because well, production costs?
Well, let's back down a second. No, there was a so the $15 is for the high school books. That's why I think I don't know that there had any college ones yet.
I'm just jumping ahead.
And I don't know, they didn't say if the college ones would be different, but right now I think they're based on... Like, the iTunes U stuff is college-based, and the textbooks will be able to be made. I saw a thing saying that basically the thought behind it is if they can sell it to each individual kid for $15 instead of selling the school the book for... $75 and letting them use it for 5 years before they upgrade to new books again. If every year they pay $15 each, you know what I mean? So for 5 years they're paying $15 each year instead of for 5 years paying just 90 or whatever it may be. Or 75, I think is what they're,
well, the number they're using. There's no way a tech book would last 5 years. That's just crazy.
Well, not a tech book.
I know.
Or but a math book isn't going to change anymore.
They might.
Not at that level.
I'm going to prove that.
You're going to prove that 2 plus 2 isn't really 4 anymore?
The Pythagorean theorem. I'm going to prove it wrong.
I don't think you are.
Okay, I'm not.
But why wouldn't the schools just invest in the iPads then and just keep the iPads and pass them down?
Yeah, but think of your standard high school we are just starting to bring, like, iPads into work right now.
Right.
The problem we have with them is there's not a lot of stuff that you can do to lock them down. And if, I think the problem you would see is, you know, say we go to school and we all get our iPads, all of a sudden, you know, instead of looking at my books in class, I'm playing Angry Birds.
It's funny because I thought that during the presentation today. I thought, what school is going to allow kids to play? You can turn things off, though. You can lock them. Like, we have an iPhone for the Watch Commanders at work. And just for fun, I turned off the internet on them, and I turned off YouTube, and I turned off the App Store.
That's funny.
But, like, no one knows I did it. And I'm sure one day they're just like, why is all this stuff gone all of a sudden? And I, you know, because you could just lock it. So, I mean, hypothetically, you could lock it so they couldn't do any of those things. They wouldn't be able to download them if the App Store, so you could turn off the App Store.
Makes sense. That's one thing I thought of. And then the other thing I thought of is, like, I know how I was in high school. It's like I dropped books and stuff, but it's like, drop an iPad.
Right.
Now, who's responsible for that? Is that something that's
included? Well, if it's the kids, then it's their problem. But if it's the schools, then it's a bigger issue.
I'm assuming the school would be, like, leasing them or something.
Well, and that's the other thing. Like, I saw a bunch of comments today saying, how are you going to, right away, Joshua Topolsky was like, this doesn't, he thought for sure that they were going to give an announcement somehow making it either cheaper for students or, like, giving a discount on them to schools or something, and they didn't say anything. And then there's an article on Gizmodo later that says, the future of education is here, but no one can afford it.
Yep.
I think it'll take at least 5 years before there's any, like, a whole school that's using just this system. Or any system like it, even. Like the digital age, it's moving that way. But, and honestly, like, textbooks on it, everyone's like, oh, it's easier on your back because, you know, you won't have all the books in your bag. But I think the nicest thing about it is it's searchable.
Right.
Like, because I've gotten, I got one college book on a Kindle.
That's BS. I'm going to say it right now.
What is searchable? Because you had to do it.
Yeah, because I had to do
it. Maybe it was BS that you had a pencil and paper when the Greek kids, they did, you know, just memorize everything.
Shit. Okay.
But anyway, I don't even know what I was saying anymore.
Greek kids.
No, I don't remember that part. But.
No, I get it.
But it's the search, like, I had one college book that I had, and it was nice, because I just searched for what, but it also made homework a lot easier, because I just searched.
Right. Well, I think it
like, takes, fill in the book, like, you know, like.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, it's a whole new style of learning slash, you know, figuring out problems, because I know for a fact that if I could have searched stuff, you know, it's like, that would have made
it's way less learning.
So much easier, but then the counterpart is, I feel like, instead of remembering stuff, you'll have people just almost fishing for answers, you know? I don't know.
Technology is making us stupid as a society.
It really is. It'd be, I mean, stupid and...
It's separating them. It's like... It's separating it.
You have a scale.
It's pushing the two levels apart. Right now,
and you can't have one without the other. But, you know, if you want more book smarts, then it's gonna, you know, it's gonna tip the scale one way or another. It's kind of like having street smarts or common sense. You can't have both of them unless you're me and you and a few other people.
Right. It's like, I don't think that's completely true, but
for the most part, the people that I know,
common sense isn't that common.
Yeah. Ugh.
I feel like we're kind of off topic a little bit.
Bear effer.
What? Nice. So anyway, but yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. They also released an app to make the books, to make textbooks, make any book you want.
Did you make a book?
Not yet. Maybe we'll do it right after this.
Are you going to make a book?
Yeah, well, I'll play with it. I downloaded the app to see what it's like.
So there's an app for that.
There's an app for that.
All right.
And then they released an iTunes U app as well for the iPad, I believe, only right now. But it takes, if anyone's familiar with iTunes U, it's actually a very cool thing that they don't promote really. They did a little bit when it first came out and then that was it.
Well, I remember hearing about it maybe a year ago and then I started looking on there because they're all podcasts.
Been around for a while though, because
maybe it's
been, it was like two or three years ago when I first found it.
Because then, well, maybe it has been that long.
I think it has been long. Because I know I think we talked about it. Yeah.
Because then I started looking up, like, there's, you can get, like, free courses from MIT on
Yale, Harvard.
Tons of stuff. Like, you can get learned.
I mean, you can get learned.
I know. Clearly,
clearly we have been learned. But they're like full semester. The only thing is they're just the lectures. So like for whatever homework or whatever. But that's part of the new app that they built. It allows you to like see materials that maybe go with it. And also you can like take notes while you're listening to it in the app. So I mean that's kind of cool stuff. And I think it'll allow things to be used a little better. Like I think it'll make it a more interactive. Like, what they have is pretty cool already. Because I remember it was, like, right around the... Because there was the thing on the Large Hadron Collider.
Yep.
And, like, things like that. So it was a couple years ago. But essentially, they were podcasts about school. They were just, like... But literally, they were the lectures from...
Yeah.
I listened to a lot of them, and which seems weird, but... Well,
some of them, I listened to a few of the... Oh, no. Thermodynamic physics.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff, like, a lot of the stuff was completely over my head, but it was interesting just hearing it, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't have to pay...
$10,000.
$10,000 for the class.
Right. I think it's a sweet... It's like I said, it's nice, but it sucks because, like, you don't have any of the materials that go with it. Like, obviously, they're reading books, and, I mean, at the same time, so the lectures make a little more sense because they're supposedly having gotten over material and whatnot. But I think, again, like I said, that's what the iTunes U app is trying to build into it, is to make it, take it to that next step so you can have some more of the material with it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I mean, it's a pretty interesting thing. I mean, everyone kind of saw, like, they were saying it was going to be the garage band for books. I think people also thought, like, and I haven't looked into the books too much. I think it's only for text, like, not only for textbooks, but I think that's the aim right now. But I want to know how much application it'll have outside of that. Like, can I make any kind of book? You know, like, that type of thing. I don't know what you took away from it. Like, was it, do you think it was...
Yeah, no, I think it's...
It's funny, though. Go ahead, I kind of cut you off.
No, it's fine.
John Gruber pointed out, or he had a... Someone else pointed out, and I saw it, that he put it up and made a comment on it, but it's like Amazon does this thing called Amazon Singles, which are, like, very short stories, or, like, kind of like almost like research papers, like a 5-page paper type thing, like that type of thing that they sell also or give away. A lot of them are free.
Okay.
But they're Kindle, but it says like the things, and I think that's kind of an open format. I don't know a lot about it, but it's like in their rules, it's like the things that they don't support are textbooks, kids books, and there was one other thing, and they're like, if you look at all these things, the thing they have in common is the imaginativity of it, like the interaction part of it, like the big colorful pictures that you need the imagination for, like, or like the, you know what I mean, like,
yeah.
So he was like, it's kind of like their stab at Amazon right now, like in that market, because I mean obviously Amazon's killing the market in books. But yeah, anything else you want to say about Apple?
No, that's enough for one night.
Go Apple. I'm just kidding. It's just funny because you always say, go Google. Do you get it?
I get it. Oh, I will have my little dagger. You just wait, sir.
Actually, though, I did see one thing.
Don't even talk about Google.
Oh, no, about Apple. Oh. One last thing about Apple.
Okay.
Also from John Gruber. Well, he takes little tidbits out of other people's stories a lot. I don't know if you ever follow him during Fireball.
Nope.
Anyway. But he said that in the license agreement for the iBook Store thing, or the iBook Maker app that they released,
mm-hmm.
it said that anything made in the app, like, and I don't know
how... It's property of Apple somehow?
Yeah. Fuckers. Like, and it was just one little sentence out of the whole thing, so you gotta wonder if it was really taken out of context, or if it's, like, they're really doing something horrible that way, or... what it is, but yeah. It'll be interesting to see. I think more will come out about that, either that or they'll end up changing it, but
that,
that'd be like if everything you made in Photoshop automatically became property of a Adobe.
Right. Well, that's, I just learned an interesting thing. Like,
or about, every podcast about we made.
Working at my place of employment is anything that I create there becomes their
intellectual property,
which is pretty interesting. Like, I mean, it makes sense, and I don't care, really.
So hypothetically, if you write the Geek Report while you're at work, does that make it...
No, because I do that on my lunch when I'm not getting paid. Not really.
I was just asking. But hypothetically, if in your spare time you were writing a book in between your projects,
right,
while you're getting paid, suddenly they'd be like, oh, well, you owe us $1 million for all the books you sold.
Right. Which they could probably sue me also because...
Theft of time.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there.
You know all about that.
Yeah. What's that supposed to mean?
Anyways.
So, Facebook had an announcement yesterday as well.
Correct.
Not as well, because Apple's was today, but they had an announcement as well. Only it was yesterday.
And it wasn't really an announcement. It was more just validating that an announcement they made, what, a couple, 6 months, 4 months, 5 months
whatever,
ago?
Whenever F8 was.
Yeah. That they were just, it's now open to the public completely.
They released their, I call them verbs, I don't know what they're actually calling it, their open graph is what they're calling it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, they're allowing you to build buttons, like everything right now is you can just like things, but they're allowing developers, and I think it's going to be huge in the retail world, but they're developing... You can make a want button or a I bought this button or
whatever kind of button you want to build.
I read this, I whatever.
A verb button.
Right, a verb. Verbs. That's why I call them verbs. I think it's just another step in the slowly them taking over the internet, but whatever. I think it's really going to bring in the retailers, so.
I think it's going to piss me off.
Probably, but the Spotify thing pissed you off too, right?
The Spotify still thing does. Pisses me off. And then now it's going to be amplified.
Right.
I do not care.
I thought for sure they were also going to release
a blocker so I don't have to see all that
crap. I think
crap.
You can block. I don't know.
Verb blocker?
A verb blocker. I just want to see the likes. No. I thought they were going to release apps because I don't think we talked about it, but I think it was last week a Windows Facebook Messenger app leaked. Like, as if they're building a solo Messenger client for PC and possibly Mac in the future. I think they'll release one for both Messenger and their ticker, though. I would totally watch the ticker all day.
That's all you'd have to do.
That's all I like about Facebook anymore. Because, especially it's Twitter. It's Twitter. It is Twitter, but everybody... But the thing is, with Twitter, I follow people. Not a lot of people I interact with actually use Twitter enough. Whereas, so I'm just following other things. But with Facebook, it's like people I actually know. So it makes it not that a lot of people have super interesting things to say. And sometimes I really wish they'd rather say nothing. But like it's kind of like a car crash. You drive by, you have to look.
It's like listening to, anyways.
But that's all I have to say about Facebook's open graph. I think we're going to see...
It'll be cool.
I think it's going to be big. They had like 60 partners. We talked about Fab being one of them. Ticketmaster, I know, is one of them. Oh, so you can recommend concerts. Like, it's bringing Facebook everywhere, though, is what it's doing. It's going to put a filter on top of everything.
And Google is going to somehow figure out how to get a piece of that.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Because if you mean all the metrics? If your profile is open...
It's not, which
I know, I'm saying. But it'll be able to follow all those things. So it's just like another piece to Google's puzzle also. Like, whatever site implements something cool, Google will figure out how to pull off of that.
This is sort of off topic, but...
That's what we do.
Right. I think, so Google's been, there's this uproar with their search thing, right? They had this big backlash with the private search,
Yes.
Are you pissed about it, or do you like it?
No, I think it's like
we. You could care less that it's there, like that you search your things. You know what I mean?
No, I think it's stupid, like that people are angry about it.
Oh, that's okay. So that's what I meant. I didn't know if you thought it was stupid or it was stupid. The backlash.
I think it's stupid.
Well, the backlash is mostly from Twitter, but that's neither here nor there.
Anyways, continue on.
Even though not a lot of people are using Google Plus, a lot of people have made Google Plus, right? Especially Android users, because you have to, or you will have to.
Right.
With if ice cream
an,
sandwich.
If you have an Android, you have
And you'll be getting there. Like, I think, even though people don't use it, I think, so you'll add people to your circles, and then you'll never use it necessarily, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you added a brand to your circle. I think that it's a hugely good thing for brands to do. Because then they'll pop up and search more.
Right.
That's just my thought. Like, I think there's a huge market to be capitalized there, even though Google's, like, trying to...
They're doing their own thing.
They're just like, whatever, we don't care what you say.
You know, no, like, I don't...
But you know what I mean? Like, I think...
They don't publicly...
Care?
They publicly say... Or, I don't know how to word it. But they don't say that
but
they
like,
don't care
or hanging out
or
at home,
care.
They're like, shit, what should we do about this?
But in the background, somebody's just like... Going, ha ha ha.
Larry Page.
Keep on talking, my friends, because we're querying all this information and it's searchable.
And it's funny because, and I don't know if we talked about it, it would have been a long time ago. But there's a difference between whether search should be completely algorithm or whether there has to be a human interface involved in it. Because sometimes an algorithm isn't going to give you all the right answers, even though it's...
Right.
Logically, it does.
It does the best it
but
can.
But it's not human.
Right.
And the Facebook is kind of the other side of that. When you search, it's... You get what your friends have. Like maybe not even Facebook, but you know what I mean?
But
like,
even the algorithm... I mean, even the search is still built off an algorithm and still trying to predict what you're looking for.
But I think they're trying to bring the human aspect. Like, that's what the Plus One thing was, right? The original Plus One before they launched Google Plus. It was trying to help predict, to help make their search results better. And I think incorporating the Google Plus, I feel like I'm really stuffy right now. Like, my nose just stuffed up all of a sudden. I think I sound weird. But.
Anyways.
But I think it's bringing in all that human data as well.
Right.
And I think that's, they're just testing the waters because they know that they have to get to that point to make their search better. And maybe that's what Amazon's working on too. I don't know. Cause who knows what the fuck they're doing.
They're 10 years ahead of us.
There's some in some lab somewhere in some zero G, you know, no gravity. They're like, ooh, what can we do here? Who knows what they're doing? I don't even know where I'm going anymore, but I think that brands that jump on board to Google Plus right away are gonna do well with it,
yep.
Because I think they're gonna start showing up in searches more.
Well, that and I feel and it, even if Google Plus doesn't become a direct, like, huge threat to Facebook,
I don't think it ever will.
They're there to stay. They're not going anywhere.
Because Google and Facebook are gonna become the internet, and you're gonna get all your things from Amazon and Apple. That's going to be technology.
Out of here.
You think that's not true?
Everybody's going to get all their crap from Apple?
And Amazon, I said. Amazon and Apple.
So I'm going to buy my PC parts from Amazon?
Maybe.
No.
Eventually, they're going to buy Newegg.
Mm-mm.
Why not? They bought Zappos. Now you get your shoes there.
Yeah, and then you realized that, like, a couple million people's data got leaked because they got hacked.
Yeah, but that's going to happen, Matt. Sony had that happen, like, 15 times last year.
Yeah, but that's Sony. Nobody cares about them. Oh, wait, that's a lie. Anyways.
And just on a last note, do you have anything else you want to say about Facebook or Google?
No.
Today...
I got you. You thought I was going to say go Google.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I didn't.
You had your I'm going to say go Google face on.
Oh, surprise.
So today, when I was at Target, the person in front of me was buying Angry Birds Valentine cards. And the girl that walked by behind me had an Angry Birds hat on. And in the aisle, there were Angry Birds fruit snacks. And, like, really, why is Angry Birds everywhere? Like, I understand it's a cool game, but since when did it become this giant... this giant of real... of, what's the word I'm looking for? Marketing, obviously, but... what do you call, not brand? Real estate, but...
what are you talking about?
Realtor? No, no, it's not the right word. Product, I guess. I don't know. What do you call, like, what's Target and Walmart? What kind of stores are those?
Supermarkets?
No, convenience? Whatever. But they're freaking everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's driving me crazy lately. Like, why is it so huge?
Big box?
There's, like, five guys at Rovio that are just, like, raking in $1 million every hour. Like,
they did it right. Angry Birds knows killing what's going it. On. They know what's going on.
There's seriously, like, five guys in that company. It's ridiculous.
And think how much money they have. If you've ever seen DuckTales, and you've seen Scrooge's room with all the gold that he goes swimming
in. He goes every day when he jumps off the diving board into it.
That's what these guys are doing.
Every day.
Every day.
They're like Finnish or something. They're from Finland?
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
Or something retarded? Not that Finland's retarded, I guess, but...
anyways.
Anywhere that's not America is probably retarded.
It's true. No, that's not true.
I know.
But anyways. It's good for them.
But seriously, though, it's just like... it's just getting worse. Like, every time I go to the store, like, there's something else.
But...
there's pillows. There's dog toys. There's Angry Birds dog toys.
They're getting while the getting's good. Because this...
it's going to burst. Their bubble's going to burst, is what you're saying?
It has to. You can only make so many... I mean, and maybe not. Maybe they keep on making these puzzle levels.
And they do. They keep releasing, like, every 3 months. They'll be like, oh, yeah, you forgot about us? Here's an update. 10 new levels. Whoa.
Yeah. You only get 5. But beat if you the pay score. Us $1,
yeah.
You get 5 extra.
Oh, we set out this... it's just... it's becoming crazy. It's becoming craziness. But
I don't know. Good for them.
I just put that on there because I wanted to rant about it because I saw it at Target today.
Fair enough.
In case you're like, why is this on the list of things to talk about?
No, I get it. Are you done?
Yeah.
Are we done?
Yeah.
No, we're not.
Oh, no?
I got one more.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't put it on there because I was like, I'm just going to throw this little humdinger back at you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. What's it about?
What is it about?
Google.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. So, get this. Google Plus. How many users do you think they have now?
90 million.
Shit, how'd you know that?
Because Larry Page is going to announce it soon?
Oh, yeah, they do have 90 million. How crazy is that?
I saw that earlier.
Oh, damn. Do you know how many handsets that they have out in the world?
A lot?
250 million.
Really?
You think that's low?
I thought they had more than that.
250 million?
I thought they were doing like a million a day.
No, they're averaging 700,000 a day. Yeah. Only 700,000 a day.
You think you get up to 250 million pretty fast doing 700,000 a day?
Not really.
In less than a year? Probably about a year.
Yeah, but...
but obviously they've been doing more lately than they were at the beginning. They're growing exponentially.
And now they are at over 11 billion downloads in the marketplace.
That's pretty impressive.
That's crazy impressive.
I saw the Wikipedia app. The official one was finally released today for Android.
The official Wikipedia?
Mm-hmm. 2 years later.
What have I been using?
I don't know.
Oh.
I saw it today in the news, though.
Mine's been going good.
No, there's tons of third-party ones, I'm sure.
Anyways, so 3 months ago, so right now they have 250 million handsets registered. 3 months ago, they only had 200 million. 50 See? Million in 3 months.
See? So...
right, it's the curve it's of the graph is yes. going up, but that is unbelievable. 50 million in 3 months.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, so I just thought I would rant that, not rant, but just say
congratulate
that,
them.
And yeah, like Android,
give them a little pat on the back.
Android is on their way to taking over entirely.
It's true. No, I don't think entirely. I don't think they'll ever have 100% of the market share.
No, they won't have 100%.
I think they'll have, like, 70.
Without a doubt.
No, I'll say 60.
No.
20 for Apple. I think Windows will get, like, 10 or 15.
They have 11 right now, I believe.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, some random Nokia, Symbian, Bata, whatever the other shit that people are holding on to. Palm. Someone's still got a Palm phone, I'm sure of it.
Cool. Anyways, I just thought I would say that
WebOS.
the big thing was 50 million in 3 months. That's pretty insane. Big. That's insane. So
that's what I mean. Like with like,
hey Mike, go Google.
See, there you go.
Oh, see how I threw that in there?
Good one. So thanks for listening.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cut Randy off because he's just getting out of control now. No, just kidding. Do you have anything else? You want to tell people where to find us, maybe?
Yeah. We do a daily geek report. So if you like reading a little bit about tech news every day.
A few little ditties.
Check us out at www.bleedgeek.com.
Or follow us on, like us on Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook.com/bleedgeek.
Or follow us on Twitter, even though I don't think we've used our Twitter in a while, actually.
At bleedgeek.
Or Tumblr.
Tumblr.com/bleedgeek.
Or email us.
fans@bleedgeek.com.
Or call us.
406-79-GEEKS. Or in number form, 406-79-something-something.
794-3357.
Yeah. What he said.
What I said.
Or, if you want to follow us individually.
I am at Mike037.
And I am at Crandall111.
You have to like maybe don't change hate me. Every week he says.
I know. Not every week.
Every week. But yeah, I think that's all we got.
Yeah, I think so.
So, thank you for listening, and make sure to join us next Thursday, 8 o'clock.
8 p.m. Central.
Or find us on iTunes if you happen to miss it.
And if you didn't sign the petition for SOPA,
Google it.
Go do it anyways, right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Literally, right now.
That's it.
I'm Mike Girl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Thank you for listening and have a good night.
No SOPA.